on KX93.5, your daily scramble news now.
All right, Friday morning news, and we'll start locally here in Laguna Beach, courtesy of the Laguna Beach Independent Newsroom. The Rehab Center for Sea Mammals in Laguna Canyon is carrying up to care for a predicted influx of sea lions this winter. Experts say a record number of emaciated and dying sea lions and seal pups is expected along local shores. The pups are starving due to warm water El Nino ocean currents, pushing their prey into deeper, colder water. Wildlife biologists say this causes the fish-hunting mothers to stay away longer, returning depleted with nothing left to nurse their young. Last year, 3,500 sea lions and seals were rescued by various California marine rehab facilities. This year, the stranded pinnipeds are expected to hit 4,000. And last year, just half of the 135 sick pups treated at the Pacific Marine Mammal Center here in Laguna survived. Director Keith Matassa says, "We're not going to be able to save every sea lion out there." Experts are predicting a drastic decline in the California sea lion population to 100,000 from its current 300,000, mostly due to lack of food. Tough to manage that, I'm sure.
Horrible. Have you been out there? You've been out there to the Pacific Marine Mammal Center?
I actually have not.
Have you not?
No, I haven't.
It's really worth going out there. They'll show you around and they'll introduce you to the animals and also to the dangers that the animals face on a daily basis out there. And obviously they're quite beautiful. The animals have got those big sad puppy dog eyes, the kind of animals that you immediately warn to. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, beautiful.
I've always wanted to go to one of their releases as well, where they actually put them back in the ocean. Magical, cool videos of that.
Yeah.